Stevie Winwood, Valerie at 92.6 Radio Verulam, the beautiful city of St Albans in the summer sunshine today. Looking great outside right now, and I'm stuck in an air-conditioned studio. I'm the same boy I used to be. Do you feel for me? No, you don't, do you? It's 27 minutes to 5 o'clock right now. I mentioned earlier that the St Albans Business Festival is on all this week. And part of the festival is celebrating the kind of joining up of businesses in the city and also kind of celebrating the new start-up businesses and businesses coming into the city and investing. One of those is Holiday Inn Express. And I'm proud to have in the studio with me Sarah Lomax from Holiday Inn Express. Hello.
Hello.
You said you were really nervous about coming on the radio.
Yes, I was slightly nervous, but I'm okay.
I was going to say, have I put you at ease, or
yes.
Have I made it worse?
Well, I'm not sure yet. Ask me in 10 minutes.
Okay, made it worse, probably. Now, tell me about this. There was a brownfield site at London Colney. Over the last handful of months or so, there's been a fairly rapid development there of the hotel. What's Holiday Inn Express all about?
It's just basically a fabulous hotel. We are actually providing rooms, bed and breakfast for our guests, and we're just going to be amazing.
You are going to be amazing. Can I ask, are you recruiting for receptionists?
We've actually fully recruited now.
Not that I was looking for a change of career, although in saying that the station manager here might think that I need to. Now, I know a number of people that kind of drive past frequently, and I was chatting to somebody the other day, and they said, oh, I hadn't noticed it there. Now, it's a huge, very impressive building. I don't know how people couldn't notice it was there, but people must also be kind of wondering, you know, what does it all mean for us here? And more to the point, why have you chosen St Albans?
I think that there's definitely a kind of gap in the market for hotels in St Albans. There are quite a few, but I think that... you know, in relation to the market and how it's going around and about, there's definitely a massive call for more. So.
When I started coming to St Albans, I've only been here for a little while, but while I started coming here, one of the problems that I found was that there was hardly anywhere to stay, and certainly if I wanted to stay on maybe on a Thursday or a Friday, there were no rooms. The closest I could get was in London.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been getting inquiries from all over the place, and obviously local inquiries as well. And from my findings, we're definitely lots of extra room nights needed in St Albans, which we can provide, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a bit of a special hotel for you as well, isn't it? Is it a new version of the Holiday Inn Hotel?
Yeah, it is. It's a new version. It's the Generation 4 version of the Holiday Inn Express. So it's basically all geared up for the business traveller. It's very functional, very smart. And it's basically the first of its kind, the first new build Generation Holiday Inn Express in this country, I believe. So, yeah, it's quite a big deal.
So tell me what this fourth generation thing means. Does that mean it's all kind of really modern in terms of technology? So if I brought my laptop, there's definitely enough plugs for me to plug in my laptop and my phone and my tablet.
Yep, definitely. There's sort of no hunting around for plugs in the new hotel. They're all on the tables, you know, next to the tables. All the rooms are fully kitted out with USB ports, smart TVs, movable work desks, that type of thing. So it is very much geared up for the business traveller and their needs in our modern society.
That's
really
great. I was chatting to somebody the other day who said, whenever I go to a hotel, wherever it is in the world or even in this country, I always take with me a four-way adapter for plugs, because we've got so much technology that we carry around with us now. Invariably, I find myself unplugging the television or the kettle just so I can plug my laptop in and use it. So you're all geared up for the business traveller as well. Now, you've been working there for the last 6 or 7 months or so, and I think I caught you wearing a pink helmet at some point. Tell me about the pink helmet.
Oh, yeah. I've been wearing that since January. I'm glad to say that that's gone now. And the pink Hi-Viz is still in use, but that will be going within the next couple of days, I think. The pink hard hat was a feature, but no longer.
Okay, because it's becoming a very real hotel now, isn't it? Now, the hotel's not just for people to come and stay in, is it? And that's what you're trying to do, is encourage people from around St Albans to use... I think you've got the Express Cafe Bar there. Come and use it as a workspace.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that having not had a base myself for the last few months, I've been working from various coffee shops and stuff, so we are really keen to promote our hotel as somewhere to come and work. You don't necessarily have to be staying, but you can come, have a coffee, sit and work away.
It's great to have all the Holiday Inn Express in the area. Can you just give us a quick advert? What's included in the room if I wanted to book one?
Well, if you were to book a room, you would have included at our hotel, you'd have your parking, you'd have Wi-Fi and breakfast included in the cost of the room. So, yeah.
No additional cost. We quite like that. And you better tell us, when's it due to open, or is it a secret?
Well, it's opening mid to late July. So we are hopefully going to take the keys to it and get it all sort of up and running by mid to late July. Yeah.
Sarah Lomax from Holiday Inn Express, opening soon in St Albans, down at London Coney. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, if I was going to play the Jackson 5s right now and I asked you to choose a song, which one would it be?
I Want You Back,
Let's
maybe?
Let's do it.